Welcome back, one and all, to The Weekender's Edge. I am your host, Nick Simonson, outdoors writer with my materials online at newsdakota.com and dakotaedge.com. So much great fishing information up there to get you all psyched up for this four-day Memorial Day weekend. So let's take the next 4 days, Friday through Monday, wrap them all up into 3 minutes so you can get the most out of your fishing adventures out there on the water. Out of the south and windy is how things are going to be for our weekend, and that starts off on Friday, May 26th, a low right around 60 degrees as you crawl out of bed with a high into the low 80s, but those winds will be strong out of the south, as I mentioned, 25 to 40 miles an hour with those higher gusts coming in the afternoon. The chance of rain is going to build in throughout the day with a better shot of precip right around sunset, so be aware as you're setting up your campsite or getting to the cabin or going out on the boat on Friday to kick off your weekend. Looking at Saturday, May 27th, low in the lower 60s once again with a high near 80. Those winds will be strong, 22 to 33 miles an hour, again out of the south. That chance of rain is going to linger under partly cloudy skies. We'll have the first quarter moon, however, on Saturday to help bump your bite a bit. So if you're getting out after those largemouth bass or those walleyes, you may see an uptick in the action. Turning to Sunday, May 28th, low again around 60 with highs in the low 80s, a carbon copy, and the winds, you guessed it, south 20 to 30 miles an hour. Chance for rain is going to stick with us with the best shot in the afternoon as the heat builds under those skies, which go from mostly sunny in the morning to partly cloudy by the afternoon. So take those low light conditions as they come and turn to Monday as your bonus day, May 29th. Low 60s once again, high right around 80. Those winds are going to dip slightly, however, for your Memorial Day, 15 to 20 miles an hour and remaining out of the south. Again, rain chances are going to stick around, but the afternoon and evening while you're packing up and heading back to town will be the best shot at precipitation. With those winds, you're going to want to focus on those northern shorelines for those walleyes that are coming off the spawn. That area is going to be stirred up and stay that way for the entirety of that holiday weekend, but things will be consistent, so you'll know where to key in on. And while you're out there, keep those rollers in mind and wear your life jacket while on the boat. For more on that, we caught up with Corey Irk, North Dakota Game and Fish Department game warden, to learn more about this weekend's two major offenses they see the most of in the field.
Process has gotten pretty easy. So if the boat's been registered in your name previously, you can just jump on the Game and Fish website and renew it. We recommend that people wear that life jacket when they're on the water. In the case of a boat crash, it really doesn't do you any good if it's stowed in a compartment or even laying on the floor of the boat. People say, well, I'm a strong swimmer. Well, not if you get knocked unconscious, you know, from a boat crash or something. So 10 years old and under need to have their PFDs on, and it needs to be an appropriately sized Coast Guard approved life jacket.
That was Corey Irk with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department reminding you to get licenses on those boats and keep those PFDs on your body. That wraps it up for this holiday weekend. Have a safe and enjoyable one. For the Weekender's Edge, I'm Nick Simonson. Good fishing to ya.